Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Daniel White the Third with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, number 307. Where I simply read the Word of God in the words of Dr. Rick Warren in his best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life. He begins it by saying and making sure that we understand it's not about us. It's about Him. It's about God. It's about Jesus Christ, His Son. It is about His Word. The power is in God's Word in a very real sense. And so, I simply read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary, so you don't have to argue with me. You can argue with them, the gentlemen and scholars who put together these commentaries, including the Matthew Henry commentary and others. These are very learned men who have studied long and hard the Word of God. Beloved, this podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. So the aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, the Old Testament, and the New Testament, and the giving of the sense of it, or the understanding of it for the people, the church would be revived, and the world would be awakened and saved. Today, beloved, we are reading Hosea chapter 9, verse 3. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we need you every hour. We need your power all day long to do anything worthwhile. Have mercy and grace upon each and every one of us. And as Christian believers, and please forgive us of our sins, our failures, our phonies, our hypocrisy, our not obeying your holy word, our doing exactly what the Israelites did so long ago, written down for our examples, and we're not following, we're not taking advantage, rather, of the bad example that they set. In fact, we're doing worse. Have mercy and grace upon us in your church. And we should be ashamed of ourselves. Lord, you know it's true. For Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us of our sins. And Lord, have your Holy Spirit to come down and bring about heavy conviction upon those who think they're on some kind of prosperity gospel carnival ride, and it's nothing but a joke and in fact it is the Titanic that is sinking. Lord, help people to stop deceiving themselves, even in the church. And then, Lord, we pray for the salvation of the lost. Lord, have your Holy Spirit to work mightily upon their hearts. And what little gospel that they are receiving, help them to grab hold of it and run with it and get saved and become missionaries and church planters and evangelists, proclaiming the gospel around the world. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray and forsake. Amen. Hosea chapter 9, verse 3. They shall not dwell in the Lord's land, but Ephraim shall return to Egypt, and they shall eat unclean things in Assyria. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Hosea chapter 9, verse 3, and I know that you're finding it amazing how pregnant just a few words, just a verse is in the Word of God. It's just amazing how rich and powerful God's Word is, and how meaningful it is if you have a heart and ear and mind to receive it. Now here is the sense of it according to the Bible Knowledge Commentary. The judgment pictured in verse 2 would be accomplished ultimately through invasion and exile. The land belonged to the Lord, who was responsible for its fertility, not false gods, not anybody else. When the people attributed the produce of the land to a false little g god, Baal, they forfeited the blessing of living on it in peace and prosperity. Egypt is again mentioned as a symbol of the place of exile. Assyria would be the actual location. There is an unclean land. Israel would be forced there in an unclean land. Israel would be forced to eat ceremonially unclean food rather than the fruits of God's blessing. The punishment fit the crime. Israel had become defiled by her sin, like so many of us. Even in the church, we have been defiled by our sin. How appropriate, then, that she eat defiled food in a defiled land. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God, the Holy Bible, each and every day of your life, and pray without ceasing to God about everything, and for wisdom to understand His Word and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that you can get your soul saved from hell to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you, is my prayer. Now, dear friends, if you're with us today and you do not know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, allow me to show you how you can place your faith and trust in Him, Jesus Christ, for your soul's salvation from sin and hell. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all have failed God. We're all guilty before God. You do not have the right to look down your nose at others. You're just as wicked as others. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin always. You will be paid for your sins one day. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Our payday someday is death to these beautiful bodies. Death to so many things before you die. Death to marriages, death to relationships, death to material things. You will experience 1,000 deaths before you die because of sin. But ultimately you will die physically. Your body will be put in a cold, dark grave. And that ought to be frightening, because it is frightening. But more frightening is that your soul, if it dies without Christ, will go to a burning hell to spend eternity in a dark place, even though there's fire. You say, preacher, I don't believe that a loving God would put people in the hell. Well, Jesus Christ, the loving and lowly one, preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Jesus Christ, the loving one and the lowly one, preached more on hell than any prophet in the Bible. He said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Whatever you do, don't experience the second death, because it's bad news. Hell is bad news. But I have good news for you. You don't have to go to hell. Jesus suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. And he said these words to you before he left here. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shalt be saved. Pray and ask Jesus Christ to save your soul and to come into your heart and change your life. He will do it. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again, and you're ready to trust him as your Savior, pray and ask him to save you, and he will. I'll be glad to lead you in prayer in what is called the sinner's prayer, or the prayer of salvation. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and that I have done evil in your sight. I am guilty because I have broken your Ten Commandments, your law. I've taken your holy name in vain. I've dishonored and disobeyed and disrespected my own parents. I have lied many times before. I have lusted after people and things and what others have. I've stolen things before. So Lord, that's 5 to 6 commandments I've already broken out of your Ten Commandments, and so please have mercy and grace upon me. For your Holy Son's sake, Jesus Christ, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart, the best way that I know how, in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and he bled and he died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past, and help me to turn from my evil ways. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, dear friend, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. And Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good until next time. Now, I may be traveling here over the next few days, and but I will resume preaching as soon as I get back, and I will do some preaching while I'm on the road. So thank you so much for your prayers. Please continue to pray for us, and we will continue to pray for you. God bless you until next time.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last five or six